He thought this moment would feel like salvation, but his rapidly shrinking world left him in no illusion that he was just postponing defeat.
"It's making sense to you, boy. Maybe we've all just got badly treated dogs in us. You want that dog inside to be less dangerous. Be kinder to it. Look after it. Feed it. Tell it it's a good boy."
Her eyes were empty now, devoid of everything except him. His candlelit silhouette moved from one eye to the other, then shrank as he pulled away to study her.